Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
To thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big fat congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back 7 till the hour, celebrating our third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Bill Duckelberg. Dr. Bill Duckelberg is the chief economist for the NFIB, NFIB.com. Bill's website is smallbiz.org, smallbus.org. That's where you can find both of those places. You can find the index of small business optimism that Bill's been producing now for in the fifth decade. It's the gold standard, folks. It is the holy grail of small business attitudes. And I'm proud to say that we've been talking about it. We've been reporting on it now every month for almost 18 years. Bill, thanks again for hanging out with us. The credit situation really has never changed very much in your index. And part of the reason, I think, is because, as we've talked about before, small business owners have become more self-sufficient. They've become, lower. They've dropped their leverage. They've improved their balance sheets. But I think there's something new going on in Washington right now that could make things even better for credit on Main Street, and that's this changing of the Dodd-Frank bill that was inappropriately abusing small banks. What do you think?
Well, I'm a victim of that. A couple of weeks ago, about 2 weeks ago, the bank that I've been with and been chairman of the board of for 10 years, we merged with another bank, a big, much bigger bank, because of compliance costs, the cost of we keep hiring people not to take care of customers,
right?
Not to advance the bank and put in new products and so on, but just to fill out forms for the regulators. I just gave a talk to the consumer bankers day before yesterday over in Orlando, and those complaints are everywhere. These little banks are being crushed with compliance,
and they were never even close to being part of the problem for 2008.
Oh no, they were there because they're independent banks, right? That's
right.
Why we like them.
Well, they don't get involved in trading. They only do banking the way banking was supposed to be done.
Right, exactly. We're bankers, not traders. We make loans and take deposits and support the local baseball teams.
And more conservative than mayonnaise.
Yeah, exactly. So. So the legislation that's in the Senate, coming out of the Senate, will basically make those compliance rules, take them away for all but the very biggest banks.
Mm-hmm.
And that would certainly have been good for us, would have helped our bottom line a lot. But, what we saw was compliance costs were growing faster than our bottom line.
Were you able to do okay, or were you just not able to maximize the potential, or how did you guys do?
Yeah, well, we didn't see, especially with the CFPB stuff coming along, which would take me a while to explain to you, but, we didn't see how we could keep those costs down, and still grow the bottom line so that the value of our bank to the shareholders would improve.
Mm-hmm.
So given that we didn't see how we could do that after trying for years and years, we decided we would merge with a bigger bank and spread those compliance costs out over a much bigger base, and that would be advantageous for our shareholders.
We'll wait for
the next bank to be taken over.
Well, see, and folks, as you may have heard me say before, the community bank roles have been decimated. I mean, they're down like 60%. Over half of the banks that were in existence 10 years ago are not in existence anymore. Only been two charters since 2007.
Yeah, I think since 2007 we're down a couple thousand banks.
More than that, I think, Bill.
Yeah, it's a big number.
Yeah.
And as
community banks go, so go small business, Bill. I believe that.
Yeah. Well, half the loans according to one of the speakers, half the loans to the small business come from very small banks.
And do you know there are hundreds and hundreds of counties in America that are only served by a community bank?
Right. There's no branch of the Bank of America.
Exactly right. Yep. And here's something else. As tough as it was during the post-08 period, every community bank I talked to said they'd never stop lending to small businesses, even in the face of some of the challenges they had. Hey, Bill, good job today. Congratulations on a good index. Can't wait to see how March turns out.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. We're in the field.
There you go.
We'll
you're checking on them right now. Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. What great work he does with the NFIB Index of Small Business Optimism. He'll be back next month. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.